You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Hey, Carrie Oberbrunner here. Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast, episode 99. Can you believe it? We are talking about the 2-second tweak that crushes the competition every single time. This episode is going to be one that if you can take it, embody it, and apply it, you will start out 2017 blasting off, literally. Don't worry about the competition. Don't worry about anybody else. You apply what I'm teaching here today, you will get more proposals accepted, more clients, more accomplished, and it literally takes you 2 seconds. What's kind of cool as well is that during today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you not resolutions. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, these types of things. In the traditional way of understanding them, I'm going to teach you my yeses and my nos. So let's jump right into the content. I think this is absolutely going to help you push through and have your best year yet, which is 2017. I'm going to call 2017 the year of unhackability. So you'll see next week, 2017, what we have planned for episode 100. Pretty exciting stuff. Let's jump right in. In my favorite book, there is a passage where it basically says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. I have seen people get literally chewed up by under-delivering and over-promising. This is one of the things that, in my opinion, self-sabotages so many people before they even begin. They're sitting with potential clients. They're sitting with potential readers. They're sitting with potential influencers. And it's like their words are bigger than their bite. Let's call it like that. Here's what I mean. You've heard people say, oh, your eyes are bigger than your stomach, meaning you think you can eat more than you really can. Well, I see people whose words are bigger than their bite. And by that, I mean that they think they can take on way too much. They think they can deliver way too much. They basically have an inaccurate view of their implementation level. So they're sitting with somebody and the person says, can you do this? Absolutely. We can totally do this. We can do that. And then it comes time to implement and there's nothing. And I'll tell you what, if you are around someone who is a high-level leader, a high-level implementer, and they catch wind of that, then you're done before you even started. They have zero tolerance. People who are high-level implementers, high-level influencers, people who get things done in life, the movers, the shakers, whatever you want to call them, these people have zero tolerance for others who talk a big game and then don't deliver. Why? Because every day they're out there crushing it. Every day they're out there hustling. Every day they're out there over-delivering themselves. And then they come along and meet somebody who equals them, at least in words, and then doesn't deliver. That is called defrauding. You have basically defrauded your potential client, and they're not cool with it. You get one shot. You do that to one person, you're done. Why do I know that? Because as I'm out there interacting with people who are high-level leaders, look, you want to raise your rates in 2017? you want to get paid, quote, what you're worth, then what you need to do is exceed expectations. One of my mentors calls this a wow factor, right? Where you have an expectation and then you have an experience. And if you over deliver, right, in the experience, the expectations have been superseded. That's where the extra value comes in. That's where the increase of price comes in. When you have an expectation and the experience was less than stellar, now you've basically chopped the value in half, which means they think they should pay you less. See, I don't believe in, oh, you want to raise your rates, just raise them. No, you want to raise your rates, you do the two-second tweak, which is let your yes be yes and your no be no. That's where the secret value is in business, where you basically have said, you need this done. Now, let's talk about what are some ways that you can over-deliver. You can get it done faster. You can get it done better. You can get done with less. See, there's all kinds of ways that you can over-deliver, that ways that you can supersede the expectations. That's where the creativity comes in. That's exciting. I'll give you practical applications here in a moment. But first, we got to talk about this implementation loop that happens, where in my book and in my belief system, we each have power. So I really believe that you have a life force, you have power inside you. How do I know this? Well, look, I just know it. Okay. If you want to talk about ancient literature, I can go down that route. If you want to talk about biochemically, I can talk about that. But here's what I do know. You have power inside you, which means that you have the ability, it says in my favorite book, the power to achieve wealth, the power to implement, the power, guess what? You were created to co-create. So you have something really cool inside you. We call it human resource. I don't care how you want to slice it. You have potential for power. This is why we say about someone who's, quote, a vegetable in the hospital, they're brain dead. They're immobile. They have zero power. But for other people who are alive and awake, they have the potential to accomplish something. So they have power inside them. Well, what weakens your power? I'll tell you what weakens or leaks your power. It's when you overpromise. When someone comes up to you and say, oh yeah, I can do that. Yep, yep, let's do that. Yep, let's meet. Yep, let's get together. And you have no intention of doing so. When you do that, you are leaking your power, because what you're doing is in word, you're creating, but in action, you're not creating. So there's a disconnect. The audio and video are not matching in your life. And here's what happens. You have a big, major critic inside you, just like everybody else, who stands and accuses you. When you say you're going to do something, oh yeah, I'll have a proposal for you by Monday morning. Then it comes Monday, then it comes Tuesday, then it comes Wednesday. And then you say, you know what? I still don't have that thing. Guess what happens? Your inner critic, which we all have, stands and accuses you and says, you think you're going to get that done? And even on a subconscious level, I don't care if you want to say, well, my conscious inner critic doesn't do that. Fine. On a subconscious level, what begins to happen is you begin to erode away your power. So this inner critic rises within you in your subconscious level and basically says about you, you're an idiot. You don't do what you say. Nobody can trust you. You don't have integrity. You're not going to be someone who's a superstar. What makes you think you can handle more? You can't even accomplish what you're already doing. You don't back up your words with action. You're a failure. Look, those are crazy things that I just said. Now, I don't believe that about you, but all I'm saying is I know that you have an inner critic that stands in judgment when you say something, yes, but then you act it out with a no. That's why in my favorite book, it literally says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. In other words, what it is saying is that when you say you're going to do something, you do it. And when you do something, right, you say you're going to do it. This is a two-edged sword. And that is something that has power. Now your words have power. See, just look around at parents. And some kids know their parents' words have what? No weight. Did you catch that? When your words have no weight, you've lost your influence. See, some people's businesses have lost weight, where they can say whatever they want and nobody believes them anymore. That's a way that you basically have gotten crushed and you don't even need competition. You're your own competition. You ever been around a business where you've gotten treated so poorly? Maybe, I hate to just pick on somebody, but maybe somebody said, oh yeah, we'll be out there and fix your internet. And you talk with one person and they promise, and then the day goes by, nothing. Call up the next person. Nobody's come to fix the internet. We'll be over there tomorrow, sir or ma'am. Nobody comes. Pretty soon this happens 3, 4, 5, 6 times. You're livid. You're like, what's going on? Then you call the next person who's some innocent little person, and they're on the phone with you and they say, oh, we'll absolutely get over there and fix it tomorrow. And you say, no, you won't. And now you start getting angry. Has this ever happened to you? It has if you're an influencer. If you're somebody who says, we'll be there, and then you're there, then when the tables are turned and you get, quote, burned time after time after time, pretty soon you have zero bandwidth. And then you're on the phone with somebody and you say, you're not going to be there. I've been promised this too many times, and you're angry. And that's what happens when your potential clients are on the other end. They hear, we're going to get a proposal? No, we're not. I've been around you before. You're going to do this? You're going to achieve this? You're going to accomplish this? No, you're not. And you get into this mode where you now have to prove that you will do what you say. See, now people don't even want to listen because words don't have weight. That is a major, major downfall of many, many businesses out there. So let's go back and even talk about why we're talking about this. Okay, this was, Jesus was given a new sermon on the Mount, and he was basically saying, look, I know how the world runs, but I don't want it to run that way anymore. I'm going to teach you guys to be outliers. I'm going to teach you to be crazy people. People that, check it out, it says, let your light shine before people in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father God who's in heaven. This was a crazy section of scripture that literally flipped over most people's minds. The world didn't run this way. You know, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. They were in a world where you basically, just like today, you took what you could, you basically did the minimum, you watched out for your back, and that was kind of the world that they were living in back in the first century. And along comes Jesus, and he basically flips everything. Blessed are the gentle, the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And everyone's sitting there like, what the heck is this dude talking about? Where is this coming from? But he comes down to this section where he starts talking about murder, right? Oh, you've been told not to murder? Well, I tell you that anybody who's angry at his brother or sister or says, you fool, or you're good for nothing, they're in danger of hellfire. I mean, bomb, right? Another one, you say don't commit adultery. I say anybody who lusts after a man or woman in their heart has already committed adultery. Boom. You know, he's dropping these bombs. But then he comes to this section where he says, you've heard it said, don't make false vows. Ooh, right? Don't say you're going to do something and not do it. Don't say you're going to have that business proposal and then you're not going to do it. Don't say you're going to write that book and then you're not going to do it. And then Jesus comes along and he says, look, stop swearing by heaven or earth or whatever. He says, you can't even make look one hair black or white. And I can't even make hair. I'm bald. But then he says, don't do any of that, but let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond this is evil. Wow. Now, I just stop right there and I say, okay, hold on. Even if you think this is a bunch of junk, this sermon or whatever, it is crazy effective for business. That's what I love about this. You want to be a stellar businessman or businesswoman? Hold on. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, which means you're going to turn in a proposal? Do it. If you're not, don't say it. You're going to have some deliverables. You're going to create a product or a program. You're going to over-deliver on a client's expectations. Do it. This two-second tweak will make you be a superstar. Why? Because barely anybody does it. We live in a world that says, oh, yeah. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll take care of you. And nobody does it. Now, not nobody, but a lot of people don't do it. So when a lot of people say they're going to do something and don't do it, there's a major gold mine there, which says that you can swoop in and be an outlier overnight. Think about that. Think about some of the industries out there that are saying what they're going to do and then doing it, like Amazon. Amazon says, we will have that shipped to you by this date, and then they do it. Zappos shoes. You look at all the stellar brands out there today, and they are the ones who say yes and then do it. And then if they don't, they take it on themselves and say, we will suffer harm, i.e. eat the shipping charges, or we will eat the product and actually give you it for free, or we will eat the extra thing that we throw in just to satisfy and over-deliver. You ever do that? You order something and they throw in something extra just for the heck of it. What do? They created a wow experience where your experience exceeded your expectations. And then what they've done is they become an outlier and they've earned your long-time business. You have become a loyal customer. So we do this in a practical way. We put out a date that said Elixir Project Experience is starting January 9th. And guess what? Today's December 26th. While some people are out there sledding and all this, you know what? I did that 2 days ago with the kids. It was a blast. We tied up a little toboggan to a four-wheeler. I don't know. Don't call the police on me. It probably was unsafe, but we did it okay. And we booked through the Michigan forest and the kids sang Dashing Through the Woods in a one-horse open sleigh. It was hilarious and fun and amazing. But guess what I'm doing today? Today, I'm tweaking the Elixir Project Experience manual because I know that we want to over-deliver and we want that thing to be a roadmap and a guidebook to becoming unhackable in 2017. It's a 30-day experience. It is crazy cool. We have dozens and dozens and dozens of people already bought, already lined up, ready to begin that program. You think I'm going to sit around and chill out and sit around and basically kick my feet up and not take it seriously? No. My integrity is on the line. See, this is the difference between being an outlier and being like everybody else. I said that when you say something and you don't do it, you leak power. But when you say you're going to do something and you do it, you gain power. Now your internal critic says, you did it. You crushed it. You accomplished that. You, my friend, did an amazing job. And what you do is you become more powerful and your words become weighty. You checked it out? Your words have weight to them. That's pretty slick. Last time I checked, it's a godlike quality for you to be able to say, let there be light, and then there was light. Let the proposal be done, and then it was done. You want to live in your divine destiny. You want to become crazy, superstar, outlier. It's that you say something and do it. I believe when you do that, you are walking in the image of God that you were intended to be created. However, the opposite is true. When you say you're going to do something and don't do it, you actually take shots at your own imago Dei, right? Imago Dei, image of God, right? You are no longer walking in the image of God. And I say that pretty seriously. I take that pretty seriously. Now, are we all going to have things that we can't control? Yes. Is the printer going to break down? Yes. Is there going to be a hurricane sometimes and the shipping just could not happen? Yes. I'm not talking about batting 1,000. I'm not talking about being perfect. What I am talking about is as much as you have control, as much as you have control, which is a lot, that you do what you say and say what you do. And when you can't, you suffer harm. There have been times where we have not been able to deliver on whatever because of we live in a world that has issues and problems. But whenever that has happened, I have been able to, quote, take the hit and suffer harm, our business, David and I. We have been the ones who've, quote, eaten the issue, and we've owned it. That, my friend, gains you credibility. Not that you're flawless, not that you're perfect, but that when things have happened that you couldn't control, you say, you know what? You're the customer, and we're going to make this right. And there have been times where we have lost money, lost proposals, lost product, lost services, because we've said, you know what? We're going to eat that ourselves, and we're going to take care of you. What does that do? That immediately injects integrity into the business deal. And people say, wow. Now, I know what some of us are thinking, and that is, well, Kerry, I have zero bandwidth. I can't say yes to anything. Boom, right there, my friend, is where you want to spend your time. If you have zero bandwidth and you cannot say yes to anything else, then don't. Then go back, just like a business deal. If you cannot take on anything new, you get it. You get where I'm going. You go back and you start slicing and dicing. And my strong conviction is that there are massive areas where you could save massive amounts of time if you only started to say no. And some of you are getting nervous right now because you say, well, I can't tell that person no because I've already told them yes. And I would be going back on my word. You're already going back on your word. By you having this thing out, this proposal out, this appointment out, this deal out, this happens in the smallest ways. You see a friend in a long lost friend, you see him at the store, at the mall, whatever. And you say, we should get together sometime. And they say, we should get together sometime. That is a covenant, an agreement that you have just made with your subconscious. You have said, we should get together sometime. Now, here's what happens. If you have no intention of doing that, and only you know the answer, don't say it. You've just leaked your power. You've just made a verbal covenant, a verbal agreement that you are going to go get together with this person. And if you aren't, in your subconscious level, you have basically just told that person, I'm saying something, but I'm doing another. And subconsciously, what happens is you put a string of those together. We should get together. Yeah, we should. We should do that. Yeah, we should. We should. And what happens is you don't even believe yourself anymore. You're speaking into, this is what the word abracadabra means. Abracadabra means I speak, I create as I speak. Literally, go look it up. Go Google it. All of this that I'm talking about today are the hints at the Elixir Project experience. If you want in to check out what this is about, you need to go to elixirprojectexperience.com, elixirprojectexperience.com, or text to 33444, text to 33444, unhackability. This is where I see most people getting hacked. Most people don't need any type of hack technologically. They don't need anybody, quote, hacking them. They're hacking themselves. They're saying, yeah, I'll get that. Oop, I'll do that. Yeah, we should do that. And then what happens is they don't do it. And what you do is you create a culture of unbelievability, a culture where you don't speak and create. You just speak. We call this empty words. Even the phrase empty words says that you have no weight. Your words carry no impact, no influence. And some of you, I'm hitting you right between the eyes, and I'm glad, because I want you to crush it in 2017. I want 2017 to become the year where you stop getting hacked, the year where you become unhackable. I'm inviting you to join me if you haven't already. Many of you have. But if you have not registered for Elixir Project Experience, a 30-day program to become unhackable in work and life, where you have an idea and then you, through something called deliberate magnetic focus, right? You begin to achieve that, and then you enter into this optimal human performance state called flow. So literally, Elixir Project Experience is three things: idea, focus, flow. Flawless idea anatomy, where we're going to teach you how to ideate, how to have ideas that are literally designed so that they're flawless. We're going to teach you deliberate magnetic focus, how to tap into your superhuman ability for focus. And then we're going to teach you how to build your life around flow, an optimal human state of performance, which, according to McKinsey, a study done by them, a 10-year study, makes you 500% more productive. You want to talk about some crazy cool stuff? Elixir Project Experience. But I'm teaching you a principle today that takes you 2 seconds. It's that when you are not going to do something, you say no. When somebody says, you know, we should get together, you say, because again, part of you is saying, how do you say no to that? If you meet somebody that you haven't seen in a long time and they say, we should get together, you say, you know what? We absolutely should get together. And I know this sounds crazy, but literally for the next 3 months, I've committed to something and I know that I have to be faithful to that promise. And so with your permission, can we revisit that in the future once I achieve and fulfill this promise? Look, when you say something like that, number one, someone's going to think you're nuts, because nobody does that, which is why you would be an outlier. I've had people be on the other end of that response that I just gave, and here's what they say. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for telling me that you're actually going to take that seriously, and you're actually going to achieve what you need to achieve first, and then we're going to revisit that. I've had other people say, is this how you treat all of your commitments in life? And my point is yes. And then they've said, I want to be a client of yours. What does that look like? Because this is so different than what I'm used to. This is what makes you an outlier. A 2-second tweak that makes you do laps around your competition because everybody else is giving false promises. Everyone else is under delivering. Everyone else is over promising. Empty words, words with no weight. You want to become someone whose words have amazing power to them. Be somebody who says what they do and does what they say. That is the outlier. That is something that exceeds all other outliers. Because people look at you and they say, this person is not leaking power. This person is managing their commitments. This person is over-delivering. And this goes into everything. I've seen colleagues do launches online, and then they say, today's the last day, today's the last day, today's the last day, and they cash in on a bunch of sales. And then the next day they wake up and say, our shopping cart broke. Or you know what? We're going to change things and we're going to make this be available just for today. And when you do that, your customers, your clients, they look at you and they say, don't believe them. Don't believe her. And you win one time when you do that. When your yes is not your yes and your no is not your no in business, especially online businesses, you win one time and then you lose forever. Now, this is why we are very careful, Dave and I, we are very careful that when we say something expires in, 24 hours, it does. And if we are going to do something else on that topic, we put all of the emails so that they don't give this the impression that we are not people of our word. We just know. We know. We absolutely know. So if we say this particular webinar expires, that webinar expires. And I have to record a whole nother one for hours and hours if we are going to do it again. Because that's how much integrity is something that takes you 50 years to build and 5 seconds to lose. You can take a shortcut any single day you want. But the other thing's cool. If you have a track record of integrity, here's what you say on the other side. It's taken me a year to build this integrity. So you say, why would I give up my integrity for $5? Why would I lose that string of wins, of 365 days worth of wins? Why would I give that up for $10, for $20, for $500, for $5,000? Another example that I'll give you, because I'm trying to be super practical today. David and I had somebody hand us $5,000 last year and say, I want to be part of your program. And they basically got into the program without an interview. And we knew that we say, we're going to interview them. And this person knew that on the interview, they would have not passed the interview. It was not a values match. And they knew this. We know they knew this because we found out later. But they essentially hijacked, did an end around the interview and said, I'm not going to do that, but here's my $5,000 and now I'm in the program. What did we do? David and I called each other and said, dang, what should we do? And in 2 seconds, we said, refund their money. Refund their money. We're not going to bring somebody into the program who's not a values match. Doesn't mean everyone needs to do the same thing we do, think the same thing we do. But when someone's adamantly in opposition of our core values, it's done. There are tests for this every single day of our business, every single day. And if you are going to compromise on one thing, you're going to compromise on anything. Now, is there ever a time where something gets by me or David that we didn't understand, we didn't know? Sure. I'm not saying batting 1,000. I'm saying when it comes to your attention, now you have a choice. So I'm not saying we're perfect or anything like that, but I'm saying that we intentionally, when we are aware that our yes was not a yes or our no was not a no, and look, we have people on the other side, other people who are clients who sign agreements, and then they say to us, well, I know I signed this agreement, but I'm changing the terms or I'm changing this. And we can come back to them with 100% integrity and say, you can't. Like, we signed an agreement together and we've held up our end of the bargain. This is where you can really get, not be a jerk, but you can be the other end of it too, which is, hey, I've showed up every single day. Hey, I fulfilled every single step of the agreement. And not so that you're throwing it in their face, but when people say, well, you know, I didn't mean to sign it, or I didn't understand the terms or whatever. Look, we're not in any trickery here. But what I'm saying is, when you are a person who runs and operates with integrity, the opposite is true as well. You will attract integrity-filled people. And the people who aren't, the people who want to create shortcuts and break commitments and go back on things, they will sense your integrity, your power, and they will have to lie to themselves or change. That is a crazy, crazy ability that you have that you might not even know. It's a secret weapon that you have that says, I'm going to roll with my yes be yes, my no be no, and I'm going to operate myself that way. I'm going to conduct my own business that way. I'm going to conduct my own family that way. Look, we all know people who say something and we know they're never going to do it. And that person has no weight in the world. They don't. You don't know what they're going to do. They're not consistent. And as a result, they will never have high-level people do long-term business with them. They may win once, but they will not win over and over and over again. So I have a little challenge for you if this is hitting you hard. I want you to do a honest evaluation and say, is this the way that I am? Am I somebody who says yes and does it and says no and doesn't do it? Am I somebody like that? And if you are not, if you are someone who has, quote, outstanding debts, meaning outstanding commitments, outstanding agreements that you've made, outstanding covenants, big or small, like I'm seriously saying to you right now, is there something that resurfaces just now in your mind that says, dang, I said something in 2016. I promised this person I would do it. I said we were going to make this happen. I gave them the impression that we were going to do this, whatever. I want you to realize that that is a debt. Your subconscious has been keeping accounts of that and saying to you, no, you're not. You're not going to do that. You said you were going to do that. You didn't. And if it is brought to your mind, I want you to go back to that person and I want you to say, hey, I made a commitment to you in 2016, in May, in March, in February, last month, last week, yesterday, whatever. I made an agreement with you. And the reality is, I cannot fulfill that promise. I cannot fulfill that commitment. I can't. I don't have the time. I don't have the bandwidth. I don't have the resources. I don't have the ability to accomplish that. And I'm coming to you today and I'm asking for your forgiveness. I'm asking that you would forgive me for overpromising that when I could not achieve it. I could not implement it. And as a result, I'm starting over in 2017 with my yeses be yesing and my knowing be knowing, right? My yes be yes, my no be no. That's how I'm restarting my 2017. That is my commitment. And I'm going back to anybody in 2016 or in the past that I have not been able to be faithful to that commitment. And I'm asking them for their forgiveness. And I'm asking to start forward in this new commitment. When you do that, you will automatically earn credibility points. Here's what might happen. Someone might say, "Are you serious? I don't even remember that." Of course. Of course I forgive you. I don't even remember that. Other people might say, "You know what? This means a lot to me because it's come back to my mind a few times and I was starting to get angry or I felt angry, and the fact that you're coming to me and asking for forgiveness, that means a lot to me." You don't know what's going to happen, but it is going to be crazy cool. It's going to be crazy cool. I'm going to name this thing just in case you show me on social media or Facebook, whatever. You might be part of the Igniting Souls tribe. You might be somebody who's just listening to this online, whatever. But I'm going to call this the yes-no challenge, the yes-no challenge. And if you do this, I want to hear about it. I want to hear stories back, and I'll report, you know, something big or small. I won't say your last name or anything like that. But if you do this and it makes an impact and you want to be an outlier, I just want to hear that you've done the yes-no challenge. And what I'm convinced you're going to do is you are going to close the gaps where you're getting hacked. This is like closing the hack loops. This is like Xing out of the windows, right? Like the windows on your computer. You got 52,000 windows open on your email or on your laptop. You can't do anything. You can't be productive. You have all these windows and they're open. They're open commitments. They're open agreements. You need to X them out one by one by one by one. And this is what Elixir Project Experience is about. Elixir Project Experience is about you becoming unhackable in work and life. And if I've already shared it on this podcast, you need to go to elixirprojectexperience.com and check out the upcoming webinar. I'm going to give you gold. Many of you have already jumped in the program. Many of you have already seen the webinar. If you have not, text unhackability, UNHACK ability, unhackability to 33444. Again, why am I so passionate about this? Because we need people who are unhackable. We need more businesses, more husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts, grandparents, you name it. Nonprofit leaders, coaches, counselors, authors, speakers. We need more people who are unhackable. The way you become unhackable is one little step, is that you be someone who your yes is yes, your no is no. Someone who is not leaking their power and getting hacked. So in 2017, in our business, in my daily schedule, there's going to be things that I'm doing less and things I'm doing more. There's going to be things that I'm cutting completely. So I'm just going to kind of go on a 2-minute riff on this. If you do not find this helpful, I'll see you next week on episode 100. Episode 100. 100 is going to be called How to Make 2017 Your Year of Unhackability. It's a very special episode. You'll see why in a few days. But other than that, I want to share some quick wins, some losses, all that stuff. So in 2017, I believe it was February of 2017. I got beat upside the head by Cliff Ravenscraft and some of my other friends, and they said, "You need to be more faithful with your podcast." So if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe almost every single week since that day. I mean, it used to be every Monday, like legit, every single Monday. And toward the end here with the launch, the book launch, that type of thing, it got a little bit hairy on a few days just because of the launch schedule. But otherwise, I've done a podcast every single week. Every single week. That was a commitment I wanted to make with myself, and I did it. Here's a commitment that I'm saying no to. I am not going to do a weekly newsletter this year. I'm not. Here's what I've realized. Our email inboxes are flooded. And what I'm going to do instead is when I have something very important to share, I'm going to shoot you an email. And I'm not just going to do a weekly email just to do a weekly email. Some people do that. I get it. I totally get it. Dan Miller, my friend, does one every Friday. I think it makes total sense for him. I'm not going to do a weekly email, and here's why. Instead, in 2017, David and I are making our business model a little different. We've had people tell us, oh, we really wish we could do your secret name right now, or we really wish we could do Dream Job Bootcamp, or you know what, I got a friend I just met last week, and they need to do the deeper path, like right now. So what we're doing in 2017 is we are setting up our signature programs so that they can be done 24/7. We've said we're going to do this. This has been the goal, and other things have come up, right? Elixir Project, how to write that book. That was in me. You know, there's been little things along the way that we have kept getting hacked ourselves. Oh, we're going to get that bill. We're going to get that bill. Like 2016 was crazy cool. We always wanted to create teams and have those teams open up 4 times a year. Many of you have joined the teams. It's going great. We've achieved a lot in 2016. But I also know that that weekly newsletter that sits over my head, and I got to create compelling content, and I got to trick out this email, and I got to send out this newsletter, and you know, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. So what I'm doing is I'm not creating a weekly newsletter, and instead I'm saying that when you hear from me, it's something big, and it doesn't mean it's always something for sale, something being asked of you. It might be, I found this really cool thing and you got to check it out. Or here's a really cool, but I am doing a podcast. The podcast is not going to stop. That was on the table. I thought about it and I realized, you know what? No, I love the podcast. I love chatting with you personally right here. I'm still going to be doing the Facebook videos, you know, a couple times a week because I get a lot of good, responses from those are helping people. I'm not going to write a book in 2017. So unless something crazy happens, which again, I give myself the benefit of the doubt that things can change. I have some people telling me that they want Elixir Project, the sequel, to come out. And it has been built for a trilogy. But there are a few other areas in my life and business that we need to shore up. For us to reach 1 million souls by 2020, it's not me saying, I'm going to just go shut everything down and write another book again. I usually, this is my kind of pattern. I don't write a book a year. I write a book every 2 years for a reason. Because I believe way too many authors go on and they write the next book and they start going on the next thing and they don't take an idea to its full potential. I'm convinced that Elixir Project experience needs to go into every sector of society. We need unhackable athletes, unhackable housewives, unhackable stay-at-home dads, unhackable teenagers. We need Elixir Project experience to reach every sector of society. We also need Elixir Project book to permeate into the mass into the masses, into the marketplace. So I'm not going to just go and create something else just because I can. I'm going to take that idea to its full potential. This is discipline. This is some of the unsexy stuff that's critical. That's critical to go deeper rather than wider. My gut's telling me to do that. I've spent some time. I've spent some prayer about that. Here's what else I'm going to do. I'm going to coach a few more people. Now, not everybody. I'm not going to give them my most precious thing, my time, to everybody, not at all. But you may see in 2017 me investing in a couple high performers. Why? Because I missed that. I missed that. With Elixir Project, that 2-year deep dive, I now want to invest Elixir Project DNA into a few top high performers. A couple other things you might see. You might see me speaking at some strategic events in the near future. Why? Because I didn't really do that a lot the last 2 years on purpose. I knew I couldn't be traveling all over here and there and everywhere and writing an Elixir project. I knew it. That would have been a hack. So everything I'm teaching you, I'm actually applying in my life. I'm saying, look, to become unhackable, to take this to its next level, I need to do this. So again, just a quick recap, no weekly newsletter. Podcast still going to be consistent. Take on a few high-performing coaching clients, maybe. Okay? There's going to be a big filter up. Another thing I might do is take on a few private client projects. What do I mean by this? There's a few times where a business or an organization or a nonprofit really gets my attention. And I know that if I could spend 8 hours, I could 10x or maybe even more than that, their impact, their influence, their income. And in the past with the Elixir project, I'm like, no, can't deviate, can't even go over there. I like to mix things up. I like variety. And so there may be a couple private clients that if their project interests me enough that I really think I can create some value for them, I may take on a mini project and help those people out. Again, didn't happen much at all in 2016 because I was focused on my own major project. What else? All of our programs are going to be on autopilot. What do I mean by that? That 24/7 people can access them. People can invest in the program, get started, get rolling, and they don't have to wait on me or David so that our timing is right. That's about it. On a family note, we're going to do a little bit more traveling. Again, I didn't want to travel a lot this last 2 years, really. Why? Because you just can't. You can't travel a lot when you got this huge thing over you called Elixir Project. Another thing I'm going to do is we're going to get the conference, our Igniting Souls conference. We're going to get that all teed up much sooner this year. So everything's going to be plug and play much sooner. The theme's going to be announced in the near future. All the, we already have the conference half filled and we haven't even done any outside promotion just from people who want to come. IgnitingSoulsConference.com. If you want to get in, trust me, just like last year, we will have a sellout. And other than that, if you are not doing Elixir Project experience, you need to. I'm just being straight up. You need to. We have payment plans, ElixirProjectExperience.com. It is a 30-day experience live, like literally me every single day with you on our private Facebook coaching group, in our five master classes, in our daily videos and assignments. If you're serious about becoming unhackable, it is going to be a major expense and loss if you do not join us. Because if your competition has joined us, they're going to be doing so many laps around you because they are applying what we've essentially discovered the last 2 years, which is the secret weapon of super achievers. Flawless idea anatomy, deliberate magnetic focus, and optimal human performance, idea focus and flow. This is Cary Oberbrunner. I've had an absolute blast. And we're going to upload this thing right away so you can sink your teeth into it. I want to hear if you've done the yes-no challenge. I want to hear about areas where you've essentially stepped up your yes and stepped down your no. Go be a soul on fire. We'll see you.